Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, Met Éireann have issued a status yellow thunderstorm and rainfall warning for 24 counties in the Republic, while the UK Met Office have issued similar warnings for all six counties in the north. Thunderstorms, of course, mean lightning, and we know that there were a lot of lightning-related power outages over the weekend. But how exactly does lightning operate and what damage can it do? Well, for more on this, we're joined now by Professor Chris Scott from the Department of Meteorology at the University of Reading. And Chris is a space and atmospheric scientist, or perhaps, if you prefer, a lightning expert, Chris. I've never spoken to a lightning expert before, but there's a first for everything. we might start with the basics. Well, what conditions create lightning?
Well, it's when you have updrafts of air taking warm air from the ground up into the colder upper atmosphere, and that causes ice crystals to form. And when those ice crystals in the cumulus cloud rub together, it's like rubbing a jumper against rubbing a balloon against a jumper. It generates electricity, and the updraft in the cloud separates that electricity to generate an electric field. And when that gets big enough, the electrical current can jump back down to ground again.
Well, that is a much more comprehensive explanation than I give my children when they ask me, I have to say. So what are the chances, and they also ask me this, what are the chances of getting hit by lightning?
Well, yeah, so statistics are very hard to gather worldwide on this, but the World Health Organization did some analysis, and the lightning deaths per year worldwide is about 24,000 people, but that compares with over 1 million people killed by traffic and 480,000 killed by malaria. So there are bigger risks, and it also depends whereabouts you are in the world. There's a country, Malawi, in Africa, that has the highest deaths per capita in the world, because it has a very large lake that runs the length of the country, and lots of people fishing on the lake with metal fishing rods, which can attract the lightning. And so that's a particularly perilous place to be.
So the odds are pretty small. So what are the odds, Chris, of being hit by lightning when in a plane in the air?
Well, I don't know the precise number, but I can say that it's not non-zero, because I've been in a plane that was struck by lightning, and it's quite
it's happened to you. What was it like?
I was taking off from Heathrow to go to Colorado for a science meeting, and we got struck by lightning almost as soon as we'd taken off, and there was an almighty bang and a big shower of sparks around the plane, and the pilot was very stoical. He came on the radio and said, well, we've just been struck by lightning, but if there's any consolation, I don't like it any more than you do. And yeah, we carried on to America. It was quite something.
And you were screaming, "Let me off!"
I would be screaming, "Let me off!"
Were you as stoical as a pilot, Chris?
Well, the guy sat next to me turned to me and said, "It's okay. I have my spare underwear in my hand luggage." But yes, it was quite so. It's very spectacular. But actually, lightning striking planes is not actually a very big deal, because they're made of metal, and the electricity just flows around the outside of the plane. So everything inside the plane was fine, and it does happen much more often than you'd expect.
Okay, so it can happen in a plane much more often than you'd expect, which is not the most comforting news I've ever heard. What about the idea of the tallest structure, you know, the tree or the pole or whatever it might be?
Yeah, so if you are caught out in lightning, you best avoid standing near trees or any tall structures, because if they conduct electricity, they can actually concentrate the electric field in the air, and that it makes it much more likely that lightning can find a way to ground around those places. So with trees, if the lightning does strike the tree, it actually, the danger is not so much the electricity, although that is obviously a worry, but it causes the sap in the tree to boil, and then the bark explodes off the tree. So there's lots of shrapnel that's flying around if lightning does strike a tree. So you don't have to be electrocuted to be impacted by lightning.
But to be injured, okay. So is there a safe place to be, or what is the safest place to be in a big lightning storm?
The safest place to be is inside. The modern buildings have got all the electrical systems, all the plumbing is earth to ground. And so if lightning does strike a building, then all that electricity will find its easiest path to ground. So it will come down through the electrical wiring, and it will come down through the plumbing and go straight into the ground. And it's much less likely to affect you.
Just finally then, has this current period that we're seeing at the moment, has that been more intense than others for lightning storms?
I don't know. That I think the jury's still out on that one. But from personal experience, I've never seen the like of the storms that we've had in the central England here. It's just the most incredibly violent lightning that we've experienced here.
Okay, well, again, not that awfully comforting, but very good to speak to you nonetheless. And thank you very much for joining us, our lightning expert and also a space and atmospheric scientist. That's Professor Chris Scott. Thank you.